The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3457. All right, we are pretty much done talking about Jedi Order. There is one other thing I do want to talk about with that, but that's going to be a few episodes from now. I do want to finish off our discussions about the Return of the Jedi from a Certain Point of View collection short stories. We actually have three more left to go. So we're going to talk about The Steadfast Soldier, which is Adam Christopher's story about Enric Pride. You may remember him from The Rise of Skywalker. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, I don't really have a lot of soft spots in my heart for villains in Star Wars storytelling, but if there is one, then one of them would have to be Enric Pride. And the reason why I say that is because of Richard E. Grant. He's the guy who plays Enric Pride in The Rise of Skywalker, and to see him and his genuine excitement, just giddiness over the opportunity to participate in Star Wars storytelling, to play a role in a Star Wars movie, like, was just so charming, so delightful that I just, oh yeah, like, my heart grew three sizes, basically, in terms of Enric Pride, that particularly scowling, scheming, conniving character in The Rise of Skywalker, and he is no less so in storytelling in novels like Shadow of the Sith by Adam Christopher, who seems to have adopted the character after a fashion, because the Steadfast Soldier in the Return of the Jedi from a Certain Point of View story collection is also about Enric Pride, and it's by Adam Christopher. Now, we find out in this short story that Pride, much to his dismay and aggravation, was sent down to the forest moon of Endor as part of the Legion that was waiting for the rebels after they tried to capture the shield bunker and destroy the shield generator, and then, of course, all heck broke loose. And so we find Pride hiding in the forest with the one stormtrooper who remains from his detachment and another stormtrooper that they randomly picked up after the battle's over while the rebels are celebrating. And the trooper from his regiment has a bunch of death sticks and other illicit drugs and is getting high, getting Pride high. So, like, yeah, there's other, you know, fun things like that happening too. Put me in mind of stuff that happened in Shadow of the Sith, where Ochi of Bestoon is just swigging from Pride's flask of alcohol, and Pride is, like, simultaneously, like, angry and also kind of admiring for his gumption for that. But anyway, so what happens in this particular story is we find out that Pride has, he had a very specific plan about how he was going to ascend the ladder in the Empire, and, you know, various functionaries have either helped or gotten in his way. But now he sees genuine opportunity with the destruction of the majority of the fleet with the Empire and with the destruction of the Death Star, that there are just so many gaps in the hierarchy, what's left of it, the remnant, that, yeah, opportunity is now going to be wonderfully, wonderfully, I'm thinking crazy for him for all intents and purposes. And now he just has to get off this blasted moon. But the thing that really brings it home for him is the fact that he stumbles upon, or the other stormtrooper stumbles upon and then leads him to, the funeral pyre where Darth Vader had been burned, which, you know, Pride is like, you know, no, you're seeing things, like, this can't be, this is impossible. And then he sees it for himself, and it just absolutely rocks his world utterly and completely. And he decides that he has to try and get a hold of Darth Vader's lightsaber, that it must be in the pyre someplace, because if he can get that, then it's a tangible symbol of a transfer of power, as it were. But he and his stormtrooper companion are not able to get it out of the fire in time before they start to hear, you know, rebels stirring and Ewoks stirring in the woods the following day. And they end up being chased away from the funeral pyre for all intents and purposes. And, you know, that's pretty much the story. I will say that, you know, the one thing I was a little puzzled about by the story, and maybe this is told in other places and I just don't know it, but that seemed like the perfect opportunity for Pride to grab Darth Vader's helmet, because we know, of course, that Darth Vader's helmet eventually winds up in the hands of Kylo Ren in the sequel trilogy, and I don't think we know how that happens, but Pride was right there, and if he was looking for some sort of tangible symbol that, you know, Darth Vader was no longer around and that some sort of leadership baton could have been passed, maybe the lightsaber wouldn't do it, but maybe Darth Vader's helmet would. So there must be another story out there about that, or at least that hasn't been told. So anyway, yeah, so this is what Pride was doing during Return of the Jedi, and that's what I've got for you on this episode of the podcast. If you've been enjoying our breakdowns of the stories from a certain point of view, or from Jedi Fallen Order that we were doing the last couple of weeks, and you think that other Star Wars fans might enjoy it as well, then please consider sharing the podcast with those fans and friends of yours. And it also helps if you are giving a rating or review on the app that you're checking the show out on. I would really appreciate that. It helps more and more Star Wars fans be able to join us here in this crazy 9.5 year experiment in Star Wars storytelling, breakdowns and news and analysis and all the stuff that we've done over these many years. So thank you very much for sharing the show with your friends and fans. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.